we loved it last year. We got out of the Putnam County tournament because it was over Labor Day, and we just wanted to give our kids and our parents the opportunity to get away and have one final weekend. And this opening in Cameron popped up last year, and to play the teams that we did down there, you know, three class threes and a class four school. We see the St. Joe schools. It's just a great challenge for us to kick off the season.
As far as your lineup goes, and this is what excites me about the group, there's not that one player that you have that you go, well, that's an all-stater right there. And I could pick out a couple of them and think they're probably going to be all-state players. But you have speed. You have girls that can put the ball in play. And as far as girls that can hit it out of the park, and I'm not an expert on high school softball across the state if you get far away from Trenton, it would be hard to find a better power 1-2 punch than Macy and Salem.
Right, and you throw Sydney and Taylor in there too in the middle of the lineup, but those two last year, I think they ended up with 11 home runs between them, and I think it was over 70 RBI, and they'll probably be our 3-4 hitters again this year. And you know, last year I remember in the conference championship game, Stanberry pitched around Salem, walked her to load the bases, and then Macy hit a 3-run triple. And to have that kind of a depth in our lineup is just, they're tremendous hitters and they're a threat anytime.